Hey everyone, it's Crystal Marshall from Be a Marketing Genius. So we're going to kind of do a little bit of a audio blog slash some tips and tricks today. So I'm a wedding photographer. We did our last wedding of 2019 this past weekend. I always like to talk to the vendors and say hi to them and kind of get the feelers out for how I can help their business because I do other things. If you're new to the podcast, we do video, photo, graphic design, marketing, solutions, consulting. We do a whole bunch of stuff. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. So long story short, I'm talking to the DJ. He's having a hard time finding clients, especially in the wedding realm, because for those that don't know and haven't worked with weddings before, but wedding vendors, it's very hard to get your foot in the door. And when you do have the foot in the door, then it kind of gets cutthroat when it comes to competing against other vendors that do the same thing that you do. Especially in the photographer world, there's 5,000 photographers that they comment on a post. I'm looking for a photographer, and like 250 people comment. All these DJs comment, so it's a very like whoever can get the job kind of situation. So it is very hard to get your foot in the door. It's hard to get clients. So that's kind of the preface of what was going on. So he was having a hard time finding clients. He was having a hard time getting in the wedding world. And so I said, well, what are some other skill sets that you have? And he said, well, I used to be a school counselor. But I don't know how I can translate being a school counselor to being a DJ and finding work. And I said, well, why don't you start doing assemblies? Why don't you get some, character building, type of speeches and songs and things that kids can really connect with and learn from. And then you're an educational DJ. So your niche is like teaching kids about, maybe self-regulation, maybe some meditation type of, whatever the kids are into, whatever you studied in school with school counseling, you're going to see a lot of situations. And so you're going to have some solutions and some things that the kids can help themselves and learn from and grow from. And so it was just amazing because I was talking to him and I literally got chills because it's like, oh my gosh, like this is a perfect way to use a skill set that you already have, use a skill set. And then now he's a DJ. So he's very good in public. He has all the sound equipment. He's very animated. And I was like, this is perfect. You should do school dances. You should do proms. You should do, and so maybe weddings isn't a niche that you are finding a lot of success in. Maybe working in another program. And so I was just kind of thinking about that. And I was telling him how we started as photographers, and then we started, I was like, oh, well, there's a lot of people that do photography, so let's learn video. Let's get a photo booth. Let's start, marketing. Let's start graphic design, because all of that kind of, for me personally, all of it kind of overlays together. Like, I'm trying to market my business for photography. I need to learn marketing skills. I need to learn Photoshop. I need to learn websites. I need to learn all these things. And so I was telling him and how I have evolved from just doing just family shoots and weddings, and now we do a whole lot of media type of things. And it was just interesting because he said something that really struck with me. He was like, a lot of people are very, very good at what they do. They might be a baker, they might be a hairstylist, but getting the marketing out there and getting yourself out there is a challenge. And so he said something that really helped him was to hire a social media manager, a blogger, a website manager. And so basically what their job is, it was like a local college student that they post every day on Facebook. They tag all the vendors they've been working with in all these events. They go and they write a blog about their latest shoot or event, and they tag all the vendors in all the photos. They have a lot of behind the scenes stuff. So their social media manager goes to different events with him and takes some cell phone pictures and stuff of him behind the scenes, so he has more content. And so he was able to get from the back end of Google to now he's on the second page of Google in like a year, which is amazing, with no paid ads or anything. And so that just kind of struck a chord with me, and I was thinking how that's kind of what we're talking about on Being a Marketing Genius, like simple solutions, simple things that we can tweak into our business, add to our business to get the word out in a creative way. And so that's just something I want to pass on to you with all those little stories that I told and little vignettes. That's just kind of my encouragement to you guys is you might be a small business owner. You might be an entrepreneur and you might be struggling getting your name out there. You might be struggling getting the word out about your business, connecting with people. And I'm going to just encourage you right now that you don't have to have really fancy equipment to do that. You have a phone. You have video capabilities, you have photo capabilities. There is always things that you can learn and grow from. Don't be paralyzed by like, well, I only know to do this and I'm not good at technology. That's just an excuse. There's always things for you to learn, to grow, take tutorials in, get help from, ask around. Maybe you're not as skilled at it. So getting a social media marketing person, even if it's like $50 a month or just something like on the side here and there, that might be a really good idea. So you don't have to worry about it. So those are just some, maybe some ideas, some things that I've seen work with other people. If you need a social media manager, a blogger, some ideas to try to get your business going and getting the word out about your business, I would love to talk to you. Please comment below. You can visit us at beamarketinggenius.com. If you have any other ideas, tips, tricks, we would love to talk about some things with you and get ideas. You can also follow my other hustles at Virginia Photos and Films, see our latest wedding. You can go to Virginia Beach Photo Booth Company and see our latest photo booth stuff. You can go to Virginia Marketing and Media and see our latest graphic design website projects. And peace out, hustlers. This is Crystal Marshall. Have an awesome day, an awesome Monday, and start the week strong, y'all.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.